Welcome to another episode of Starlight Radio Dreams, the podcast comedy show that bangs. Oh, yes, we do. Tonight's episode is NPC, Play Ball, written and directed by Ben McCauley. Music by Sam Locke, sound design by Ansel Birch. Featuring the vocal talents of Sam Locke, Carolyn Blake, Ansel Birch, Kat Evans, Ben McCauley, Derek Gakey, and Anna Gakey. Writing assisted by Sarah Bowden. Now, without any further ado, on with the show.
Doot. Loading exposition. In his tracking of Sir Adwin, Beck's shopkeep and his party have registered for a sports ball tournament, a game which none of them knows how to play. As Sir Adwin is hosting this year's tournament, Beck's shopkeep hopes to find him during the festivities and finally sell his training sword. Load game. Montero Sports Ball Stadium.
Can someone help me get this mother-jumping helmet on?
Why are you even wearing a helmet?
The rules here clearly state that all players must wear proper safety attire.
But she doesn't have bones. Let me see those rules. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Helmets required.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 gold entry fee. No biting. Wait. Hold up. 1,000 gold entry fee?
Holy Frank. How are we going to afford that?
Worry not, friends, for I have already paid.
You have to stop spending money on us. First the water, then the donkey.
To be fair, that water was a cursed hallucinogenic trap from the Desert Witch.
And the donkey ran away.
We ate a cactus.
Yeah, oh, I know. I was there. But I still feel bad that you're spending all this money.
This is all part of adventuring, young Bex. We work together and overcome odds as a team. And if that means spending 1,000 gold on an entry fee, another 350 on helmets and pads, 50 for parking...
We don't have a vehicle.
I know, but the fellow at the front desk was very convincing. I also got each of us a souvenir sports ball glass. They were only 40 gold apiece. Quite a steal, eh? Squib, here's yours. Whoops.
Tremblay drops souvenir glass on Squib.
Hey.
The glass sinks into Squib's slime body.
Oh, great. Now one of you has to reach in there and get it out.
See, this is
why you need a helmet.
Tremblay, what is all this?
Well, it's a glass molded into a spherical ball-like shape filled with an unknown beverage called Sports Sweat. It's not a very appetizing name, but...
How does a level 1 bard have so much gold?
Well, as I previously stated, I'm merely frugal with my money.
Buying souvenir glasses and parking for a vehicle that we don't have doesn't sound frugal.
Ah, yes, that does make more sense. Allow me a few moments to think up a different explanation.
What? Huh?
All teams, please report to the field for the opening meeting. Repeat, all teams, please report to the field for the mandatory opening meeting.
Saved by the mandatory opening meeting.
Will one of you blanket smellers just clip this thing?
Oh, here you are.
Squib equips sports ball helmet.
Training swords to the field, please. Training swords to the field.
I can't believe you called us the training swords.
I couldn't think of a better name on the spot.
The blood chillers, the soul rippers, the fire sharks.
All decidedly better names.
Montero Stadium Field. Sports ball opening ceremony.
The kill bringers, the curb stompers.
Welcome, everyone, to the biannual sports ball tournament. Now, let's meet the 6 teams competing for this season's competition. From Longmere, the Thunderbirds. From Holbeck, the Sabre Cats. From Hurtleperda, the Myrtle Turtles. And from Highdale, the Training Swords.
The Devastators, the Rib Crunchers, yeah.
I get it. It's a bad name.
And now, the man you've all come to see, our own hometown hero, Sir Adwin.
Here he comes. Bex, you rush him from the front. Tremblay, you kneel down behind him so he falls over. And then while he's on the ground, I will eat his face off!
Ready when you are!
Okay, we're not murdering Sir Adwin.
Right.
Yet.
Hello, everyone. Yes, it is I, your beloved Sir Adwin, hero of Bluehaven and future vanquisher of the evil Lucius Halfheart. You're welcome. Now, we all know the rules to sports ball, so I won't waste any more of your time. I just want to say good luck to all the teams competing, and let the games begin!
Sir Adwin, everyone!
No! No! He is getting away! My vengeance!
Yeah, we'll get it. We just have to bide our time, play a few matches, and find a chance to corner him.
And then the face-eating shall commence.
No face-eating.
Fine, but we do not even know how to play this fronking game.
Mayhap there is someone a bit more knowledgeable who could explain the rules to us.
But who?
Ahem.
Well, let us go and think on this. I've rented us a luxurious VIP suite to coordinate in.
Trumbly!
Right, note to self, spending exorbitant amounts of gold is raising suspicions. Reel it in.
Moments later, inside the VIP suite.
The fast match between the Hydale Training Sword and the Hurtle Powder Maddle Turtles will begin shortly. Please find your seats.
Hurtle Powder Murder Turtles, what a fun name! Yeah,
and they are going to destroy us. We have no idea what we're doing.
Ahem.
This stupid helmet is too tight. I can barely see.
Rules are rules, Squib.
Great. We know what to wear, but we still don't know how to play this game.
Him!
Did you need something? Menu?
Just clearing my throat.
I did not realize that otherworldly entities even had throats.
As you know, I am not allowed to assist without being asked.
Okay, then. Anyway.
Even though I contain nearly all the knowledge of Blue Haven.
And yet, with all that knowledge, you never learned how not to annoy me.
Very well, then, returning to silence.
Hold a moment! What fools we are! Menu can help us!
There we are.
Menu, Squib's helmet is too tight. How do we loosen it?
That is what you... There are straps on the inside. Unbutton them, and they should loosen the helmet.
Wonderful. Let's see.
Trumbly, unbutton straps on Squib's helmet.
Better?
No, now it is too loose. Thanks a lot, Menu.
I do not know why I bother.
Will the teams please report to the field? The game is about to begin.
Tally-ho!
Montero Stadium.
Citizens of Montero City, welcome to the first matchup of the 20 Double X Sports Ball competitions. I'm your announcer, Rory Spieler, and with me is our very own Sir Adwin.
Glad to be here, Rory.
Our first game of the day brings us teams from both Hurdle Purta Valley and Hydale Village. Ever happened by either of those places on your quest, Adwin?
No, Rory, I can't say that I have.
Yes!
Me either, but my uncle stopped by through Hurdle Purta once, and I'll tell you, he says it's really quaint.
You've been to Hydale?
I can't wait to see what kinds of players these small, little, forgettable towns have sent us today. If nothing else, it should be funny to watch.
We're just about to get things started here. Today's game is sponsored by Marvin's Sandwiches. If you're looking for a perfect bread-to-filling ratio, look no further than Marvin's Sandwiches.
Yes, this is it.
I wish you all the best of luck playing this game you do not know the rules of.
Oh my god, we're idiots. We could have asked Menu how to play this whole time.
Yes, that is something you could do. But remember, this was your idea to ask, so protocol has not been broken.
Of course, I should have realized it sooner. Sorry, I'm still not used to not having my own menu. Did I say that out loud?
The other team just got into position.
I'm sorry. Your own what?
Trumbly, it seems with your brain addled by money and sports ball, you've forgotten not to share the existence of your menu. Also, you're still saying things out loud.
You have your own menu?
Well, had, really, technically.
Hey! Boneheads, the game is starting!
Had, what does that mean?
Well, do you remember Lucia, that sandwich we came across, fake beard? I made her think she was a chicken. Do you remember that?
Yes, Trumbly, we remember. We always remember.
The other team is doing some weird interpretive dance? Is this part of it?
You see, she was buying menus, and we really had no money or options at that point, so her and I struck a deal, and she took my menu and paid me 10,000 gold for it.
Oh, so that's where all this money came from. Why would a bard even have a menu?
Why would a shopkeeper?
Fair, but not the point.
And now they have clubs!
How about that book? The one from the Goblin Dungeon.
Book, you say?
Why don't we have clubs?
There are still a few moments before the other team reaches you to quickly hear some rules and strategies.
The book Barding for Beginners? A bunch of first-level bard spells? Why risk your life for a book full of songs that you should already know?
Oh, well, that's simple. It's because I did not know them.
That must be the sports ball.
What kind of bard are you?
Well, I guess I'm not technically a bard.
They are running at the sports ball.
If you're not a bard, then what are you?
Well, I guess this is as good a time as any to confess.
They hit the ball with the club.
You see that man up there, Sir Edwin? Do you remember him?
He is literally the reason that I'm here.
Now they're running at us!
Well, that is supposed to be me.
What do you mean?
Here comes the ball!
I was the original hero of Blue Haven.
Wait.
Hey, idiot! The ball is about to...
What?
Bex is struck in the head by the sports ball. Bex, blacked out.
See, Squib, and you thought the helmets were a bad idea.
And so it seems, player box shopkeeper's been knocked out cold. We will take a short break and be back soon.
As Bex is unconscious, would one of you like to save?
Okay, yes.
Game progress saved. Meanwhile, in the November desert. Lucia, witch of the desert, still believes she is a chicken.
Hilarious.
Oh, this thing's really going to work on me. Damn it, where did they...
Lucius.
Hello, sister. Still doing the whole sandwich thing, I see.
Witch of the desert. Still coasting on the evil ruler side gig.
Side gig? This is all there is now. Join me and we could rule this whole land.
But I could rule everything.
This again?
I found one. A broken menu. And I almost had it.
Still with the menu thing. Look around. We could be gods here. Why would you want to leave?
When we arrived here, I thought this was just another stop. But no, you had to go and make yourself king. Ever the narcissist.
Undeniably so.
I'm going to get that menu, get off this planet, and finally have the menu homeworld. Then all I have to do is kill the creators, and I will have control of the universe! But first, I have to catch that shopkeeper, and he's somewhere in Montero City.
Oh, Montero City, what a coincidence. I have business there as well.
Let me guess. Edwin.
Precisely. I heard he's planning a surprise attack on my castle, so I thought I'd get a jump on him. Care to join me like old times?
No, thank you. One of us is actually trying to move forward in life instead of playing make-believe.
Well, good luck catching your shopkeeper, then. I'll be busy killing Edwin. But hey, let's grab dinner soon. Catch up. I'd love to hear how the sand has been. Bye now.
Prick. Now then, shopkeep, where are you? Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you've enjoyed your time. If you'd like to keep on dreaming, you can find past episodes on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or on our website at starlightradiodreams.com. You can also help support the show on Patreon, giving us a positive review on iTunes, and by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, Pod Squad!